Hit the road this summer in a new Chevy Silverado. Right now, get $4,250 on a Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST pickup, plus an additional $2,250 in trade assistance. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details.
Okay, so best of speed jokes then. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Friday, we try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke number one.
How do you identify a bald eagle? All its feathers are combed over to one side.
Thank you, Marge Sipla. Is that the one that we decided on was the joke of the month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
Joke number two. Did you hear about the whale who fell in love with a submarine? Every time it fired a torpedo, he'd hand out cigars.
And number three.
My dentist said I need a crown. And I'm like, I know, right?
And joke number four.
The funeral of the Tupperware inventor has been postponed because they can't find the lid that fits his coffin. And the funeral director says it's around here somewhere.
We battled those two out, and both of them will probably be in our year-end tournament. Here's number five. Dave, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
Ooh, good thing I'm sitting down. Go ahead.
I just painted that chair. Joke of the week number six.
John, why was the beach all wet?
Why, Dave?
Because the seaweed.
That's what we do to Dave Bennett. Here's the next joke. What do pirates do when they get addicted to seaweed, Dave?
What?
They see kelp. Here is joke of the week number eight.
John, I visited the birthplace of the man who invented the toothbrush. There was no plaque.
I hear he was a good man, but he had his floss.
And there was a gift shop there. There were so many choices, I don't know what to pick.
So to summarize, you went alone and did not gingivitis.
Well, don't get bristly.
That's what we do for a living here at WGN Radio. Dave's thinking about his career choices.
Oh, I've been thinking about that for a while.
Here's joke of the week number nine. Keyboard walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long space? Then he turns to the woman next to him and says, come here, F10.
Did the bartender start a tab?
Yeah. He said, what'll it key? You can do this at home. Dave's actually got his hand on his forehead with his head down. Joke of the week number 10. Just before sweet potatoes are mashed, they become very quiet. This period of time is known as the silence of the yams. Joke of week number 11.
In the following scene, Dave Bennett will portray a guy, and John Williams will star as another guy carrying a 9-foot book.
Hey, what's the deal with this book?
It's a long story. Nice job, Dave. You nailed it. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Hey, speaking of social media, John, you should change your password from time to time.
But those are the same words. Joke of the week number 13. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch who?
Gesundheit.
Well, this is a lot of fun.
Well, Dave, if you do not want to be victimized by knock-knock jokes, do this. You start.
Okay. Knock-knock.
Come in. So, only because Dave loves these. One more. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, Europe who? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I smell mop.
I smell mop who?
Really? Really?
How old are you?
That's the sort of nonsense Elon Musk and Don. Essentially, that's the president of the United States and the guy charged with reducing federal spending. What was the joke of the week, Dave Bennett?
I'm sticking with Tupperware.
Tupperware gets his vote. Steve Alexander says.
I'm going with the seaweed.
Seaweed. In the WGN Radio newsroom, Bob Kessler likes...
Dishes Sean Connery. I liked all the knock-knocks, but that one, really.
I'm going with the painted chair. Bad news for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Better sit down. Producer Pete, what got your vote?
Yep. Painted chair.
Painted chair. We will randomly select from the jokes sent in, and somebody will be awarded a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.